morning, everybody. It is time to rise up here on May 23rd, year of our Lord, 2024. It's Christ 2024, baby. I'm glad that you guys can join me today. We've got a show titled Standing Tall today. Now, you guys hear me at the end of every Life from America. I say, keep your shoulders back, keep your chest out, keep your head up, because you are a child of God. Well, all of that, with all of that, you are standing tall, standing proud, but not the kind of pride that made Satan fall from heaven. The kind of pride that you feel and that God feels and that Jesus and the Holy Spirit feel when we're all walking together. That kind of pride. And when you stand up tall and don't allow anything to affect you, knowing that if God be for you, who can be against you? Your life slowly starts to... Actually, let me rephrase that. No. Your life abruptly changes. And you start saying, why didn't I do this ever before? Now, it's easy to say and it's easy to talk about, but until we really dive deep into discussing this from a biblical point of view, it just sounds like, you know, peacocking or being the rooster in the hen house. And it's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with bullying. It's nothing to do with being the center of attention. It's nothing to do with, in any way, kind of lording over anybody. It has everything to do with trying to be the biggest light you can for the Word of God. And you really can't worry about who it offends or who doesn't like it, or because you're, like I always say, you're performing for an audience of one. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to be reading from two different books of the Bible, from Matthew and from Colossians. So if you have your Bible or if you have a digital app, make sure that you pull up to Matthew first. Matthew, actually, let me tell you exactly what verse. Matthew 10 and 32. 10:32. Matthew 10:32. That's the first verse that we're going to read from today. And then as we go into the lesson and the message, we're going to get into Colossians after that. So I'd like to say good morning to some people that are here. Amanda, how you doing? Good to see you. Amanda, I cast it on the TV from my phone so my bride and I can watch it on the big screen. Oh, that's awesome. MDUS, Jeremy, your personal encounter with the Lord was a confidence builder for me. It just made my encounters that much more real. Amazing. No newsletter today. Nope, we didn't get a newsletter out today, just so you guys all know. Praying for Tyler, praying for Majogo with tooth issues. We got some tooth issues going on right here in LFA TV as well. Good morning, Cindy. Hello. Loklanny 66, good to see you. Good morning. River Rat, hello. How are you? Wayne Davis, good morning. C. Michaels, Miss Kamide, Katie 63. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Gene Havy, Wiser for It or Wiser for Fit, hasn't been able to get on the show in weeks, apparently. And I read a letter, two letters from her, actually, on the last few days here. And she's not been able to get on, not been able to watch for whatever reason, internet at their home or whatever. So I know there's a lot of people out there that, for some reason, are having connection problems. So if you guys can make sure that you are signed in, make sure that you are able to rumble and able to live chat. That's a big indicator on whether or not you're signed in or not. And then share the video out to our family, to our Rise Up family. That would be very much appreciated. Yes, Shishu still having a rough time lost her dog and her mom within weeks. Definitely in the right spot every morning here at 9 a.m. And I pray that there's other places for you to get comfort throughout the day with Jesus as well. And we'll be praying for you on this end. All right, ladies and gentlemen, standing tall. Let's get right to prayer so that we can get to the message today. I have a feeling it's going to be a jam-packed 45 minutes more. Here we go. Lord and Heavenly Father, today on this Thursday, Lord, we really want to understand the message of being bold and standing tall. And I want to give a prayer of protection, say a prayer of protection around President Donald Trump today, as well as he goes into New York City, the belly of the beast where they're trying to convict him and persecute him, to speak to the masses, to speak to the people, the free people in that city that desperately want him to save them. But I would like the message to the people in New York and around the world today to know that the only Savior is Jesus Christ. And if we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Donald Trump has, then no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, no matter how bold, no matter how tall we stand, no matter how much our chest is out for you, Lord. If you're for us, who can be against us? So many people need to hear this message and be encouraged to be unapologetically proud to speak the word of Jesus Christ to their friends, families, and communities, knowing that he will never leave us. And that is your promise, Lord. I pray a hedge of protection around President Trump. I pray a hedge of protection around all Christian brothers and sisters watching and listening today. And Lord, I pray this message gets out far and wide to those coming to Jesus, maybe for the first time, or coming back to him as we talked about yesterday. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A lot of people who have decided to stand tall against the machine, against the deep state, against the swamp, against evil everywhere, in and out of politics, they can only do that with God. Standing tall today does not come without consequence, if you know what I'm saying. S. Donathan said, Jeremy, I managed to download Rumble on my big screen TV. So excited. Now I can watch you on the big screen. God bless the LFA family. The Rumble app can be downloaded on most smart TVs through the App Store. It can be downloaded on Fire Stick. It can be downloaded on Roku. It can be downloaded in many different places now so that you can watch Rumble on your TV. And even if you're watching it on your TV, you can just press while you're watching, you can press like the down arrow or the up arrow, and the little toolbar will come up where you can actually go over and click the thumbs up as well. So do not forget about that. Okay, here we go. What I want to do today is I want to dive deep into the verse, and then I want to get to my notes, and then I want to get to Colossians, and then I want to get to some videos that I have saved for all of you. Okay? Annette says, if your home Wi-Fi is out, you can turn Wi-Fi off and use your provider's internet. Exactly. Exactly. Amen. Thank you so much. Whatever happened to Patriot Donnie? Has anybody heard from him lately? He used to always be here and would help the show tremendously. Last time I talked to Donnie, he was going through some rough times. It was on Telegram. I'm not on Telegram much. I'm not on any social media much other than to post, you know, content from us, just because I just don't have the time. If I did, I would have zero time for family at all. I pray for him, though. Definitely can reach out to Donnie on Telegram. And from what I understand, he's got his own Telegram channel as well. So, you know, definitely reach out to him. And if you talk to him, tell him we love him. Karen, I miss, watch, or listening. Work at my new job. I can't do it anymore. I'm on vacation right now. Well, Karen, it's good to have you here live. While you are here live, please make sure that you share and Rumble. Okay. Verse of the day today, Matthew 10:32. Matthew 10:32, and we're actually going to read all the way through 36, okay? Now, what I'm going to be reading from is the complete Jewish Bible this morning. And all of them, whether you read from the ESV or the NIV or NLT, they all say something, obviously, very similar, okay? And that is this. Whoever acknowledges me in the presence of others, this is Jesus, I will also acknowledge in the presence of my Father in heaven. So another way of saying this is whoever speaks my name, Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Emmanuel, whoever speaks my name in public, in view of others, out loud, so that everybody can hear it, and so that everybody knows that I follow Jesus Christ, I will also acknowledge them. I will also speak of them. I will also stand for them in the presence of Yahweh, Father God, in heaven. But then Jesus says this, but whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. But folks, Jesus isn't only talking about those who publicly disown him or publicly disavow him. He's also speaking of those who reject him, who will have nothing to do with him, who will not read the Bible, who will not read the Gospels, who think that they know more than God, who think that their way of life is a good way of life. I'm a good person. I don't hurt anybody. What doesn't matter? Still going to hell. It's all of those people as well. And that's the sad part. So just to kind of paraphrase in a more modern way, Jesus says, whoever talks about me in public, I'm going to talk about them in front of God. And whoever does not speak of me, or those who reject me, I will reject and disown them before Father God in heaven. Then he says this in verse 34. Don't suppose that I have come to bring peace to the land. It is not peace that I have come to bring, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, so that a man's enemies will be the member of his own household. Now, anybody who does not understand Jesus, does not understand the Gospels, does not have a relationship with Jesus, they read that, they're going to say, well, your Jesus does not sound to be like a very good man. Doesn't sound like he's a very good God, or a son of God, I should say. Doesn't sound like he's a very good Savior. If he's saying, I didn't come to bring peace, but I brought a sword, so I can set a man against his father and a daughter against his mother. What kind of crap is that, an unbeliever would say? Because they have no idea what that means. And that's when Jesus was walking this earth and he had 3 years of ministry. He spoke in parables so that people that didn't want to know Christ and rejected Christ had no idea what he was talking about. That's how he was able to do it for 3 years. That's how he was able to stay off that cross for 3 years, spreading the gospel, because of his parables. don't suppose that I have come to bring peace to the land. What does that mean? That's Jesus saying, for you to go out and publicly speak the gospel and the words that came out of Jesus' mouth, you are going to cause chaos. You are bringing the word of God like a sword to those who do not believe. That's the way they perceive it. That's the way they see it. Only when they repent, let go, and give it all to God, will they then understand the peace that Jesus embodies, and they will become free and they will no longer be slaves. Jeremy, question, what is a parable? I'm driving, so I won't be able to read. It's nothing but an analogy or a metaphor. It's like saying that Jesus is the vine. Don't pluck me from the vine. It's like saying that a good, healthy tree produces fruit, but a bad tree in bad soil produces no fruit. He's talking about our bodies. He's talking about us. He's talking about our souls. That's a parable. It's nothing more than an old term for an analogy. But only Jesus spoke that way. Nobody ever spoke that way before. There was analogies from philosophers, but not that kind of it. Not in a way that literally could apply to everybody in every walk of life, in every economic, socioeconomic standing, everywhere. And that's right, Meemaw Becky. The reason why it's called a parable and the reason why nobody ever did it but Jesus, is it because it had a heavenly meaning behind it. It had a righteous or a holy meaning with it. So think of this, Kittenhead. It is an earthly analogy that everybody can understand because of the holy meaning behind it. And the holy meaning behind it makes everybody understand it. I hope that makes sense. That's exactly right. You guys are great. You guys know what's up. So Jesus is saying here, you bring my word to the world, you bring my message to the people, it is not going to bring peace. It is going to bring a lot of chaos and hatred, and because people see it as bigotry and not being accepting of others and trying to force your religion on me. Then he says, a man against his father. Well, what would happen if a Jewish man or a Muslim man or an atheist man who grew up in an atheist home with a very, very hard-headed, strong-opinioned atheist father? What would happen if any of those men went to their fathers, went to their families, and brought the word of Christ? It would set a man against his father. It would set a daughter against her mother. It would set a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And that man's enemies will then be the members of his own household. Does that make sense to you now? You see, again, people that do not understand who Jesus is, what Jesus said, what Jesus did, and what Jesus felt, like the message that we talked about yesterday, having that personal relationship with Jesus so that you can't run to something you don't know. You can't put faith in something you don't have a relationship with or understand or know or believe in. So in order to run to or back to Jesus, you must know him. And once you know him, how could you not be bold for him? He was bold for you. Man, I need to get that shirt you're wearing, Jeremy. Well, guess what? We have only 8 days left and the store is shut down for about a month or more. We only have 8 days left. So if you want your shirts, get them today. If you want your coffee, get it today. Because June 1st, We're shutting the store down while we move and rebuild with new designs and new shirts and mugs and things like that. Bumblebee said, Jesus came down to the devil's playground. Did you really expect peace? There you go. That's why the Antichrist will usher in a period of rhetoric where he's trying to bring peace to everybody. Jesus said that's not going to be the way he comes. So if a, like I said, a Jewish man, a Muslim man, an atheist goes to their family and says, I need to preach the word of Christ to you because I have come to know Christ, they are going to disown him. And there's going to be enemies in the family. But hold on one second, because if we just venture on a little bit more, if we do what my wife tells me to do and just keep reading, it says this. Whoever loves his father or mother more than he loves me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me or more than he loves me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his execution stake and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his own life will lose it, but the person who loses his life for my sake will find it. Are you going to restock American pecan soon? From what I understand, American pecan is fully stocked and right there. Let me go to the LFA store. Let me find out here for you real quick. Order now. Let's see. Here we go. Add to cart. All right. Choose an option. American pecan says out of stock. Well, we are not out of stock of that. So I am going to have that changed immediately. I am so very sorry that that happened. Eli, can you just make a note real quick? Send it to Sabrina, and she can get that taken care of. Will Jeremy's show be on during the move? I will not be on. So we'll have guest hosts, and I'm going to try to get some guest hosts that aren't originally part of LFA, but I'm only going to miss about 2 days, 2 to 3 days tops. And Rise Up, I'm going to see if Will cover me for those few days. It's the only person that I could absolutely trust to do Rise Up. So we leave on a Friday, and we'll be getting there on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. I have to set up the studio at least to a temporary setting so that I can come live like this. And then continue to work on after that. What about 3X Rapture Ready shirts? Are those out? We might not have any of those left. But just so you guys know, we'll get that coffee up and running so that you can order it. I apologize that that was out. At the very least, you could order a Sumatra Gold and put in the note section that you want an American pecan. And I will let Sabrina know that if she sees any coffee orders coming in until we get it changed, to make sure they check the note section. So if you guys want to order it now and just order the Sumatra Gold, we will work that on the back end. But we need your note to say, this is the one I want, okay? The store will be shut down for a month from June 1st to July 1st, okay? All right. And like I said, I'm only going to be off air myself personally for 3 days max. You know me. All right? Okay. I want to talk about this verse here real quick, Matthew, that we just spoke about. This verse is a message from God to all of you listening, and to me too, everybody, all brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a message of God to start being bold in your faith. Standing tall for Jesus and stop being passive towards people in your life who are disrespecting God, your Father, Jesus, your Savior, and the Holy Spirit of God that resides in you. Today is the day we stop being passive. Now, I'm not saying you have to be disrespectful. I'm not saying you have to be rude. But if somebody in your life, in your home, in your presence, disrespects your Father, God, your Savior, or the Holy Spirit of God that's in you, and you don't stand up, and you don't at least say, please don't say that, you are damning your soul. It's not just offensive to me, but you are damning your soul. Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Please don't say that. If you don't stand up and say that, in my mind, you are complicit. And if you say, Jeremy, I just don't want to start a fight. Why? Why? Why wouldn't you want to say something and then, depending on what that person says, stand up? Would you let somebody talk about your wife in front of you? Would you let somebody disrespect and talk ill of your husband in front of you? Would you sit there at a school event or a sporting event while another parent was talking trash about your child? Would you sit there and just ignore it? I guarantee you you would not. I guarantee you would not ignore that. I guarantee you would stand up and say, excuse me, what did you say about my mom, my dad? What did you say about my husband, my wife? Why is my kid's name coming out of your mouth in a negative way? If you would stand up for all of them, then why wouldn't you stand up for God? And if your answer is because I don't want to cause a rift or a division, that's weak. That is very weak for God. And God does not forget that. God forgives it, that's for sure. But he also sees it, and it probably hurts his heart so much. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he is only claiming them who claim him. That's it, folks. Majogo says, what if they said they are atheist, but do not say anything against the Lord? Like I said, if they disrespect your Father, your Savior, or the Holy Spirit. Now, saying what they believe, that's not a disrespect. You should try to give them a little bit of the gospel. You should try to plant a seed or two. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about plain disrespect. Using the Lord's name in vain. Telling you you're crazy for believing in it. If you just sit back and idly let that happen, or if you hear somebody saying it to somebody else, and you idly sit by and let that happen, you're just as guilty. Again, because he is only claiming them who claim him in public. It says that, in view of others. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one day you will tell someone that one story about how you overcame that incredible battle that you went through. And you're going to need to be bold so that God can give you that courage to tell that story about the battles you went through. And the reason why it's important to tell people, the public, the story of your incredibly tough journey filled with trials and battles and cries and dark times, the reason why you need to be bold is because you have to tell that to people. You want to know why? Because as soon as you're able to do so, and as soon as you're able to unapologetically stand up and be transparent and tell people how you came through that battle with Jesus Christ, God is going to send the exact people who need to hear your story to you. There are people out there that need to hear your story. There are. I know this. I don't know who you are, who might be listening, but somebody out there needs to hear your story about how you overcame addiction, about how you overcame alcoholism, about how you overcame lustful thoughts, about how you overcame addiction to pornography, about how you overcame anger, about how you overcame abuse. You are strong individuals, and there are people out there that God has got lined up to hear your story. But you've got to be bold. And in order to be bold, you've got to have courage. And in order to get that heavenly courage, you've got to be able to go to God. And in order to go to God, you got to go through Jesus, which is why yesterday I said, you must know him, know what he said, know what he did, and know what he felt. People need to hear your story. But even when doing that, hearing your story, here's where we're going to go to Colossians 3:23. So everybody, if you've got your Bibles, please open up to Colossians 3, verse 23. It's after Ephesians. It's in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote it. Colossians 3:23. So even when you are telling your story, even when you are boldly speaking the words of Jesus, as you bring people through your timeline of how you came through whatever it is you overcame, the Apostle Paul says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord and not for people. Do you see how Matthew and Colossians coincide and live there together now? Do you see how those two verses are connected? Jesus says, whoever talks about me in public, whoever professes their faith in my name, I will claim them and I will stand with them in front of Father God in heaven, and I will accept them. I will love them. But you got to be bold and you got to do it. And you got to not worry about who it drives a wedge in between. Jesus came with a sword to set father against son, mother against daughter. And why? Because whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, working for the Lord and not for people. You are performing for an audience of one. Period. And he is the only thing that matters. Truly incredible stuff. Let me read, I think I got a little time here. Let me read from Living the 66 Books of the Bible. And this is Colossians. Whenever you're being pulled down, look up. Set your mind on the risen, enthroned Christ, who is in all, through all, and over all. That's the message reverberating through Colossians. The church in Colossae had been started by Epaphras, one of Paul's converts, who was concerned because false teachers were gaining a toehold among his members. When Epaphras asked Paul to write to the church, the apostle took the occasion to clarify and magnify the doctrine of the person of Christ. Paul addressed that here, calling Jesus the image of the invisible God. Though we are dead in our sins, we have been raised to life in him and through him. Since you have been raised with Christ, you should seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things here on earth, like people, like relationships, like whether or not they're going to be mad at you or hate you or talk bad about you or whatever. You understand? And you've got to do it publicly. I know that there's people out there right now watching the show right now who literally don't want to just ruffle any feathers in their relationships. So they have families come over for holidays. And I know people who literally take off their crosses on the wall. They don't pray before they eat when their families come over because they don't want to cause any drama. That's not going to be the way it is at my house, folks. No way. As for me and my house, you know the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, since we're here celebrating our Father in Heaven, don't forget to celebrate all fathers and all dads at OFPFarms.com as we get closer to Father's Day. Look at the father out there. Look at the grandfather with his granddaughter. Look at the father with his son fishing. Look at the father over here. Look at the fathers over there, the mothers, the fathers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to celebrate Father's Day with the men's six-pack Father's Day Farm Box Bundle. There it is, folks. Let's see some of these great, amazing pictures. Look at the packaging. Just like the Mother's Day, look at what you get in here. Nostalgia Dad, Gambler and Grandpa Daily Grind, Outlaw Dad, The Gambler, Hired Hand and the Outlaw, Manly Soaps for the manliest men in your household. Ladies and gentlemen, that's OFPFarms.com. OFPFarms.com. Celebrate fathers today by getting 15% off your order at OFPFarms.com using promo code LFA. How'd you like that segue, huh? That was a good one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple videos to show you here. Oh, you are so welcome, OFP Farms. We love you. Everybody in this chat loves you. Promo code LFA with OFP Farms today, folks. You got some great Father's Day soaps in there for your dads and the men in your life. I'm about to show you a video here. And you want to talk about the world and boldly and unapologetically speaking the name of Jesus in public? Watch the way people react when they're confronted with it.
Believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Oh, not a believer, no.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you guys believe in Jesus?
Sometimes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
I do not, but thank you.
Do you two believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus?
No.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
No, we stole the house.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Sad, isn't it? Matthew 9:36-38. But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, I have another video here for you that's going to really blow your mind. You want to talk about being bold? Here's a bold move right here.
You hurting niggas' hearts right now.
Well, I said, brother, they need to see this, though. And that wasn't no $1 bill. I don't know if the camera could catch it.
No, it's on camera.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they could catch it. All of a sudden now, this green piece of paper is worth nothing. It ain't worth nothing no more. You ain't finna tell me I'm finna spend my whole life down here simply just chasing after this when this could be torn up or burned and all of a sudden it ain't even got no value? It gotta be something deeper and greater to life than just chasing after this bag, man. What?
Ripping up money. Saying, wow, this right here seems to be everything on earth. Look at it. Look at this green money. But watch this. rip, 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 rip. Now it's worthless. Can you rip up Jesus and make him worthless? You can rip up pages of the Bible, ain't going to stop Jesus. You can rip up the good word, ain't going to stop the gospel. That piece of paper is as worthless as the promissory note behind it. I love that. I love that video. Ladies and gentlemen, since we didn't get to do it on Monday, you know how I like to do it. I like to surprise you once in a while.
So I want you to know, just the way you judged me, within the next 2 weeks, you will be judged the same way.
Do you think we're fearfully and wonderfully made as human beings?
Absolutely.
So you love God?
I do.
What do you think of Jesus?
I think that a lot of people try to live up to the expectations of Jesus, not understanding that it was simply a guideline.
Are you a Christian?
I'm not. I'm a child of God.
What do you think a Christian is?
A Christian is a child of God who follows a particular set of religious rules.
You sure about that?
That's what I feel in my heart. They may describe it as something else, but
they certainly do.
Right. So, you know, but that's my description and that's the way I feel about it.
Are you a good person? Are you going to make it to heaven?
My baseline is a good person, but I have bad days.
What sort of bad do you do on those bad days?
Sometimes I'm not as positive as I should be. So anything that's not in my best interest could be considered bad.
What about stealing something? Is that good or bad? Because that's in your own personal interest. It could make you rich if you get away with it.
If I believe that God is my father and that he would provide for me, when I steal, not only am I taking something that belongs to someone else, but I'm telling him that I don't trust you to do what you said you're going to do.
She says that she loves and trusts God, but she rejects Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. How confusing this would be without Scripture to give us light. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Do you think the Bible is right when it says that you're not a child of God, that you're under his wrath?
It depends on how you interpret it.
This is what the Bible says. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. What does that mean? How do you interpret that?
Well, I believe that when something's said, it doesn't necessarily disregard something that was previously said. So the first thing that God said is, let us make them in our image. We are the wrath of God on ourselves. We create our own hell on earth because we're an unpeaceful creature. God doesn't have us to send down the wrath. We are the wrath.
You're a good person, morally?
Yes.
How many lies have you told in your life?
Too many to count.
What do you call someone who tells lies?
What do you call someone who tells lies consistently? A liar. Someone who has told a lie or two? Someone who has told a lie or two.
Yeah, they're a liar too.
No.
Well, how many lies do you have to tell to be a liar? 10 and a bell rings?
No, there's not a number. It's a habit. It's a behavior. It's a mindset and a heart posture. So if it's your mindset and your heart posture, well then now, yeah, you're a liar. So just because a person maybe told 1,000 lies doesn't disregard the 10,000 good things that they've done in their lives.
Have you ever stolen something, even if it's small?
Yes.
What do you call someone who steals?
Someone who stole.
A thief?
No.
If I stole things, you'd call me a thief.
No.
If I ran out of a building stealing, a police officer would say, stop, thief.
No. You know what I would call you, though? Someone who makes a lot of assumptions, because you assume that you know what I would call you. I don't call people according to what they've done. I look at people for who they are. You're not what you've done. You're how you think, what you believe, and how you feel.
Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Have I used God's name in vain? Yes. Do I use God's name in vain? No.
It's called blasphemy when you do that. Would you ever use your mother's name as a cuss word?
Yes, actually.
That's a violation of the fifth commandment, which says, honor your mother and father, that all may be well
right.
with you.
But how you honor your mother and father is not always the same for everyone. Just like when they were on the Tower of Babel and everyone tried to do the same thing and become the same and get as tall as he had to scatter them and give them different ways of thinking and different habits, different beliefs. Therefore, what's honor to you may not be honor to me, and it doesn't have to be, and that's okay.
One to go. Appreciate your honesty, Tiff.
Of course.
Jesus said, if you look with lust, you commit adultery in the heart. Have you ever looked with lust?
Yes.
You had sex before marriage?
Yes.
Here's a quick summation of your court case on Judgment Day. Tiff, I'm not judging you, but you've told me you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, fornicating adulterer at heart who's self-righteous and saying you're a good person when you're not.
Really?
Here's a Bible verse. Okay. See if you're familiar
with... Wait, can I tell you something too?
Yeah, sure.
God also says, judge not lest you be judged. So I want you to know just the way you judged me, within the next 2 weeks, you will be judged the same way. Go ahead and continue.
Okay. 2 points about what she just said. Firstly, it seems that the whole world knows that verse, but doesn't know its context. In context, Jesus is telling Christian brethren not to judge one another. Listen now to what Jesus said about making moral judgments. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Secondly, if you're a Christian, you don't need to be concerned if someone tries to put a curse on you. Proverbs 26, verse 2 says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Many years ago, when I preached in my home city of Christchurch, New Zealand, I had regular hecklers. One was named Willie. He continually, day after day, said things that I felt ashamed to even hear. And he would regularly say this, your kids are going to turn against you. More than 40 years later, that curse hasn't happened. Sadly, Willie dropped dead of a massive heart attack at the age of 38. Have you ever heard the Bible verse, the wages of sin is death?
Yes.
And saying God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge who looks at a criminal who's committed multiple murders, but he says, judge, I'm a good person. I'm not really a murderer. The person was just a prostitute. No big deal. The judge says, I'm going to show you how serious your crime is. The Bible tells us there's a spirit that works in the children of disobedience and that Satan blinds their minds to the gospel. Watch the battle that begins as we get closer to the gospel. She drops her pens, and then she's distracted by my dog. I'll say it again. The judge says, I'm going to show you how serious your crime is. I'm giving you the death sentence. Mm-hmm. This is your wages. This is what you've earned.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiff, sin is so serious to a holy God, he's given you the death sentence. You're on death row, and your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin.
I've served my death sentence. God puts death to the old you, and he gives birth to a new you. That's what the death sentence is.
So on Judgment Day, when you stand before God,
I'll be the new creation that he created.
Will you be innocent or guilty of breaking his commandments if you die in your sins?
I'll be innocent, and I'll be successful in being exactly who he created me to be.
Well, we're all guilty. There's not a righteous person on the face of the earth. The Bible says all liars love their part in the lake of fire. No thief, no blasphemer, no fornicator, no adulterer will inherit God's kingdom. The Bible makes that clear. Are you familiar with the first of the Ten Commandments? Do you remember what it is?
Go ahead and say it for me.
You shall have no other gods before me. Don't make yourself a false god is the second commandment. And I did that before I was a Christian. I created a god in my own image, a god I felt comfortable with. Mm-hmm. That's called idolatry. It's believing in a god that doesn't exist so you can continue in your sins. So here's a big question for you. And Tiff, I care about you. I don't want you to end up in hell. I want to see you in heaven. So here's the question. What did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
He gave his only begotten son.
He gave his only begotten son. Now, most people know that, but they don't know this. And Tiff, if you can get a grip of this, it's going to change everything for you. So don't let anything distract you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. That's what happened on that cross.
Sorry, this call I do have to take. This is a call from God, so sorry about that.
Are you leaving or I can wait?
I'm leaving.
I can wait for you.
No, I'm leaving. Also, I want to let you know that you didn't interview me. You tried to condemn me.
She's already condemned. All I'm trying to do is warn her. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Here's a couple of in and out cards.
Okay, thank you.
You don't want to hear the rest of the gospel?
When I tell you this is a very important call, it's a very important. I prayed for this call. It's so what do you do when God answers your prayer? You answer back.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a great interview that was. Again, you see she tried to bounce real quick and even came back and said, no, here, I'm going to give you something for going through the interview. He was very, very gracious to her. He was very nice to her. And You know, it's always nice to see when they can realize that he's not there to try to hurt them or condemn them. He can't condemn them. He can't judge them. He says, this is for you to judge yourself. This is what you told me. And they don't like it. Anyway, guys, Mike Crispy comes up next. Remember, tonight, the Trump rally. We will be showing it here on LFA TV during Will Johnson's hour. And we will be bringing people in that are on the ground throughout the day in our shows. So make sure you stay locked and loaded right here on LFA TV the rest of the day. Again, Mike Crispy starts right now. I pray that this message helped you out today. Be bold, stand strong, stand up for Jesus, and don't be passive. I love you guys. God bless you, and I'll see you at 11 o'clock. Bye.
Your cross, my freedom, your stripes, my healing, our praise, King Jesus, glory to God in heaven. Your blood still speaking, your love still reaching, our praise, King Jesus, glory to God forever. Your cross.